I was really interested in the campaign because it was looking at women in a totally different light. I mean, I've been blogging about and writing about lap dancing, and I've worked as one myself. So obviously, I've been in contact with quite a few women in their bushes before. But actually, I hadn't really been in contact with their bushes because most of us feel like we don't have a choice and have to shave them off.
Now, you yourself are a lap dancer, am I correct?
Well, I was. I'm now writing about it.
All right. How did you get into that profession exactly?
It was quite stereotypical, really. I was at art college and there was a trip to Paris and I needed some extra money. But that was about 10 years ago now, so I was just doing it for a while and yeah, I had a great time.
Oh, yeah, you had fun. But can you see why some people might think feminism and lap dancing might not go together? Could you explain a bit more how they relate to one another?
Well, I think both feminism and kind of lap dancing and striptease are both about, you know, celebrating women and empowering themselves. And I just happened to kind of tie in my profession and my employment with, you know, what people perceived of me, same way as, say, like a model might maybe. Mm-hmm. I know it's not to everybody's taste, but that's the way I got around the ethics of it.
And did you enjoy taking part in Project Bush?
Yeah, taking part in Project Bush was great fun. I thought everybody who was down there was really professional and really eager. That I really got the sense that there was like a good message going on.
That's great. And you're actually writing a book now, aren't you? You're taking some time out and you're writing a book. What's your book about?
I've just finished a debut novel. It's with my agent at the moment. It's set in 24 hours in a strip club and it follows the life of one lap dancer. It's kind of like an erotic comedy, but it does have a fair bit of kind of behind the scenes action, gross bits, you know, the way, say, things like silly things like what we do when we're on our periods, how hair extensions make us go bald, things like that, you know.
Oh wow, so you know, it's a real behind the scenes sort of book then, because actually that's something not a lot of people know much about.
Yeah, no, totally. That's why I thought I wanted to really kind of write something that was funny, but all that looked at something that people don't know much about, but in a funny and humorous way, because a lot of the media was obviously saying, sometimes you say that we all come from broken homes, or I don't know, I just felt that we had a very negative image, so I thought I'd write a book.